2 with Robin Lauder, East Coast FM.
Yeah, we were wondering what to do in this current situation to help people along. So we've come up with this how-to with Robin Lauder. First up, what have we got for us?
It could be kids or grown-ups today. It's probably more kids, but sure, listen, I love a bit of Play-Doh myself, making Play-Doh. I remember my mum was a Montessori teacher, and the first time ever she made it, I was like, what? You can make Play-Doh?
Legend.
There's a few things that might make a little bit of a difference or might make it a bit easier. So it's all up on our Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Lauren. If you'd like us to email it to us, you can let us know on text 087-77-11-103, or we can text it to either. But either making Play-Doh, so you can get yourself a coloured ball out of this. Prep time about 10 minutes, and you'll need plain flour, table salt, warm water, food colouring, preferable. Otherwise, you won't have a colour, but if you don't have any, you can go without, and a tablespoon of vegetable oil. So it's 8 tablespoons of flour, 2 tablespoons of salt, 60 ml of warm water, food colouring, and vegetable oil. And basically what you do is you mix the flour and salt in the bowl. In a separate bowl, you mix together the water, a couple of drops of the food colouring and the oil, so all the liquids in one bowl and everything else in the other. You pour the coloured water into the flour and bring it together with a spoon, and then you have to knead it out basically on a board like dough, as if you were making bread. And then depending on how much colour you want, you can change it around. So you can add a few more drops of food colour, or you can mix a few of them together if you have a few, make different colours.
Yeah.
And then you basically just keep going and kneading it until you have a smooth Play-Doh. That's it. To store it, you put it in a plastic sandwich bag, squeeze out the air in the fridge to keep it fresh, and you can make a batch of colours, and you could do it for kids' party bags, which you probably wouldn't be doing much of at the moment, but they're good for birthday parties as well. But yeah, there you go.
Fantastic.
The salt is a very important thing that some recipes miss out, and it tends to make it the right consistency. So yeah, it's all up on our Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura. If you'd like it to message you with it, send us a text 087-77-11-103.
And how to with Rob and Laura returns. It does return on Thursday morning, same time here on East Coast FM.